Judging by comments we receive, our listeners are very curious about earthquakes in our region. Well, tomorrow we're hosting Disaster Night. It's an event fueled by your disaster-related questions. Now, reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock from our Sound Cues team has this story. It's about one building that is woefully underprepared for an earthquake, the offices of earthquake experts.
When the next major earthquake roils the region, the civil engineers of the University of Washington will be in a tricky spot. Their building is vulnerable to earthquakes.
We make it worse. We stack books up on the shelves so they can fall on us as well.
That's civil engineering professor John Stanton. His department is based in Moore Hall. It was built right after World War II in a boxy style that's unconcerned with design flourishes. Stanton says the building is scarily non-earthquake proof.
No, the irony is absolutely there. We would love to work in a safer place. That's a question of money and politics.
When earthquakes strike modern buildings, their concrete columns are designed to bend, kind of like a paperclip between your fingers. That's because they have lots of steel inside. But in old concrete buildings, ones that date back before the mid-1970s, the columns don't have so much steel, so they don't bend. Instead, the columns are known to explode.
Yes, it does explode.
Kit Miyamoto is an international seismic engineering expert and serves on the California Seismic Safety Commission.
You hit a big explosion. It's a big, just sudden failures. It's not like you're going to see the cracks happening. Just suddenly just ruptures.
The technical term for these buildings is non-ductile concrete buildings, but Miyamoto calls them death boxes. Last September, many buildings like this collapsed in Mexico during a 7.1 earthquake. A Mexican news site tweeted a video. A tan five-story apartment building wobbles and then crumbles to the ground in a cloud of dust. Sounds of, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, come from a woman watching. In that earthquake, 44 buildings collapsed, and close to 400 people died. Everett-based structural engineer Dave Swanson visited Mexico to study the damage.
When people look at a large, massive concrete building, they think, oh, it's really strong and it's going to be very reliable. But I've witnessed earthquakes around the world throughout my career where buildings that you think are very reliable and strong actually aren't.
No one knows just how many buildings like this are in our region. But Swanson says there are a lot of them, certainly thousands of them. Older brick buildings have gotten attention from local leaders, but non-ductile concrete buildings haven't. The city of Seattle says brick buildings seem to suffer more in the earthquakes that have struck here. Swanson says concrete ones need attention, too.
Oftentimes, those buildings are very large and they're voluminous and they have a lot of people in them.
Moore Hall is certainly voluminous. That's the home of the UW's civil engineering department, the one that's unsafe in an earthquake.
Hi, Tony.
Professor John Stanton takes me down to the lab and shows me the structure of the building. He knows how much steel is in each column because he's seen the drawings.
And it is miserably substandard compared to any modern requirements.
In a statement, the University of Washington confirms that Moore Hall is not up to today's seismic codes. But the UW says it's focusing on older brick buildings first. That program is expected to take 6 years. On the UW campus, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.
Anna's story was inspired by a listener question. What's yours? Go to KUW.org and ask, and you can find out more about our Disaster Night event tomorrow by going to our Facebook page.